These five things. The world cannot understand the things of God. Scripture that I read in Corinthians is followed three verses later that says, "The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." The world cannot understand the things of God. They do not understand why you live like you do. They do not understand why you go to church like you do. They don't understand the love for God that you have in your heart. They don't understand why that you praise God and shout and rejoice and get excited about God, because they are spiritually dead. The world cannot understand the things of God. And such as we were when we were in sin, we were dead in our trespasses and sins against God. And we could not comprehend the things of God. But thank God at salvation, the natural man is put to death and the spiritual man is made alive. And now that spirit is alive, and the man that used to would never go to church now wants to go to church. A man that did not have a love for God's word now has a love for God's word. A man that never wanted to praise God now wants to praise God. The world doesn't understand it, neither can they even comprehend it. You can try to explain it to them, but the Bible said they cannot receive it. They can't comprehend it because it is spiritually discerned. But I'm glad to be saved tonight, aren't you? Amen. I'm glad I understand that love that I have for God. Amen. The love that I have for the Lord, the love that I have for the house of God and the Spirit of God, I understand was placed there by His Spirit. That it's not a natural love or a earthly, worldly love, but it is born of the Spirit of God. But just because the world doesn't understand it does not mean that I have to deny it. Amen. It is real. Thank God. Amen. The relationship that we have with the Lord, it is real, but it is born of the Spirit. And they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. The Bible tells us that we read in John 10 and 18, Jesus said concerning Him, His life, "No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself." Number two, the world had no power over Jesus. This week we will commemorate the crucifixion of our Lord. Next Sunday we will be back to celebrate His resurrection. But before the resurrection must come the crucifixion. And this week we will commemorate the crucifixion of our Lord. But can I tell you tonight, secondly, that the world could not take the life of Jesus. He willingly laid down His life. He said, "If I lay it down, I have power to take it up again." Thank God He had power over this world. Amen. How many believes He's still the same? Amen. The same Jesus that walked the sandy shores of Galilee should be the same Jesus that is alive in your heart. And the effect that He had upon the world should be the same effect that He has upon my life and your life. Even the devils praised His name. He's so powerful. Ah, hallelujah. I want to lift up the name of Jesus, don't you? The world could not have power over the Lord, but He had power over disease. He had power over death. He had power over nature itself. Matter of fact, Jesus said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Glory. Amen. What a great God that we're serving. That God that we serve tonight is still alive. He sits at the right hand of the Father. But better than that, He's alive in my heart. He is my Savior. He's the Redeemer of my life. And regardless of what the world says, regardless of the news broadcast, they have no power over Jesus. But He's still all powerful. He's still omnipotent. He's still ever present, and glory to God, in the time of trouble He said, "Call unto me." Amen. The world should not be able to stop the church, because it's His church. And if we're His church, they could not stop Him, so they should not be able to stop us. Number three, The world cannot get to God except through Jesus. Jesus said, "No man cometh the Father but by me." There's only one way to be saved. It is through Jesus. You must accept Jesus as your Savior to be saved. If you're going to God's heaven, if you're going to stay out of the judgment of hell, friend, it is in Jesus. In a day of political correctness, when anybody and everybody is saved, there's going to be a lot of surprised people in eternity. Jesus is the way to be saved. He said in John 10 and 28, "No man is able to pluck them out of my hand," or the world cannot take you out of the hand of God. Regardless of what the devil says, regardless of how the devil torments, I don't care how he lies, I don't care what he does. Jesus said that they're in my hand, and no man takes them out of my hand. If the devil gets to you, he's got to go through Jesus. I don't believe he's going to go through Jesus, friend. That battle was already won on Calvary. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I'm glad to be in the hand of Jesus, aren't you? I know the devil's a liar. I know he's an accuser. I know he's a divider. I know he's a devourer, but I also know he's defeated, that the power and the blood of Jesus has defeated the devil. Hallelujah. No man takes them out. If you want to be saved, you'll stay saved. If you want to be saved, he said you're in his hand. Number 5, John 16 and 22 says, "Your joy no man takes from you." Sometimes we just lay it down. The people of God, does not this verse imply that we should have joy? No man takes your joy from you. It implies we should have joy. And it also indicates that no man can take it from us. Your boss can't take your joy. Your spouse, your children cannot take your joy. Circumstances cannot take your joy. Nobody can take your joy. It's born of the Spirit of God. And as long as you have the Spirit of God, you'll have the joy of the Lord. Amen. Where with joy shall we draw water out of the wells of salvation. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus said, "My peace give I unto you." Hallelujah. For the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord, it is my strength. Yes, I've got trials, but I've got the joy of the Lord. Yes, we get sick at times, but I have the joy of the Lord, because I'm saved. On the very worst day, I'm still washed in the blood. I'm still saved. I'm still going to heaven. I've still got a reason to shout. I've still got a reason to dance. I've still got a reason to lift my hands and rejoice. I have joy. If you don't have joy tonight, the Lord would like to give it to you. Would you stand with me? Amen. God bless you. Let's lift our hand toward heaven tonight and worship the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we love you. We praise you. We magnify and glorify you. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 How do you think I just gave you my best preaching tonight?
Oh no.
Good. There shouldn't be any hands up, because I didn't. I intentionally limited myself so I could come to this point when I make the altar call. I didn't give you my best tonight because you haven't put your best in this service.
That's right.
I gave you about what you put into this service tonight.
So we can either make the choice to dismiss and go home right now, or we could just gather in around this altar tonight and say, God, on this Sunday night, amen, I thank you for the joy that I've got. Amen, I thank you for what you brought me through. I realize, God, that I'm victorious. I realize, God, I've been through some trials. I've been through some heartaches. I've been through some adversity. But God, I still got joy. I've still got praise. I've still got victory. I can still lift up my hands and say, I know my Redeemer liveth. I still know the God I serve is alive with all power in heaven and in earth. I tell you, the devil is a liar. He'd love to bind you up. He'd love to shut you up. But hear me tonight. I decree, let the people of God rejoice. Amen. Let the people of God, amen, lift up their hand toward heaven and say, I too want to praise him. I too want to magnify him. I too want to glorify him. He's been faithful. He's been good. Lord, you've been good to me. Lord, you've been too good. Let the redeemed of the Lord, let them say so. Amen. Come on, church, on this Sunday night. Amen. God, open the windows of heaven and pour out your power in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. What do you think God would do for you right now? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, no man can take your joy. No man can take your joy. I said, no man can take you out of the hand of Christ. No man can do it. Oh, glory to God. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Well, I get joy, joy, joy when I think about the
Lord. Hallelujah.
Standing in his presence. Give me more and more. It starts moving in my hand.
Hallelujah.
Going out to my feet, I get joy, joy, joy all over me. Well, I get joy, joy, joy when I think about the Lord.
Yes.
And I'm standing in his presence.
Woo!
Hey, give me more and more. It
Hallelujah.
Starts moving in my hand.
Can take your joy. No man can take you out of the hand of Christ. Nobody can do it. The devil can do it. Circumstances can do it. Your boss can do it. Your family can do it. Hallelujah. I said, you're victorious. You're victorious. Greater is he that is in you. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Well, I get joy, joy, joy when I think about the Lord and I'm standing in his presence. Give me more and more. It starts moving in my hand. It way out to my feet. I get joy, joy, joy over me. Well, I get joy, joy, joy when I think about the Lord and I'm standing in his presence. Give me more and more. It starts moving in my hand. It goes way out to my feet. Joy, joy, joy all over me.
Hallelujah. Come on and seek his face. Oh, come on and lift up his name. Lift up his name on high. Lift up his name on high. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Come on, we're in the presence of the Almighty of the ages. Come on, you're in the presence of the great God of heaven. Oh, you're in the presence of the Lord. Whatever you have need of, ask him for it. If you need healing, ask him. If you need encouragement, ask him. If you need direction, ask him. Oh, he's
well, I
able.
Get joy, joy, joy when I think about the Lord. When I'm standing in his presence, say, give me more and more. It starts moving in my head. The way down to my feet, I get joy, joy, joy all over me. Well, I get joy, joy, joy when I think about the Lord. When I'm standing in his presence, give me more and more. It starts moving in my hand. Goes away down to my feet. I get joy, joy, joy all over me. Well, I get joy, joy, joy when I think about the Lord. When I'm standing in his presence, give me more and more. It starts moving in my hand. Away down to my feet. I get joy, joy, joy all over me. Well, there's something about the Lord when he gets all over me. When I think about his goodness, I'm going to take my liberty. That may be confusing and you may not see, but you don't know what I know, what the Lord has done for me. I get joy, joy, joy when I think about the Lord. When I'm standing in his presence, that's giving me more and more. It starts moving my hands way out to my feet. I get joy, joy, joy all over. About Jesus. Well, tell me, he